You know, my favorite part of both previous Fear of the Cons has been
hot, wet bitches.
I should have been hanging out with Dan at him, but I guess.
That's right.
Yeah, you did miss that creep. No, it's seriously, it's the afterglow.
That's right.
And you know what's funny? I'm being completely honest. It is standing there at the very end of the convention. The convention's over, the games have happened. Most people stick around. I mean, our real class acts help clean up. They've been very generous in taking care of the folks that they're helping us out, like the World War II vets serving drinks and the girls doing the food and stuff. And they stick around, help us clean the place
up. They tip
up.
The pole dancers really well.
Yes.
And
which make is good it for rain. Pat since he's one of the dancers.
But it's sitting there just surrounded by all these people that had such a great time with this feeling of we did it. Yeah, and not we as Fear of the Boot, but we as a community did it. We came together and we knocked it out of the park. And that is what, more than anything else, I'm looking forward to Fear the Con 3. And I think part of the reason that's what I look forward to is because organizing it, we are in such a hair-pulling panic for so much of the lead-up time that I don't think we really sit back and enjoy the fruits of our labor until after it's over.
And not in a, ooh, well, I'm glad that one's over for the year, but in a, wow, we did this.
Yeah.
You know the best part of it for me last year, besides getting a training, God, the list of the best parts could be a top 10 list for me. But the best part for me was actually starting at Wing Night On, sitting there and having conversations, all the people I met, all the hanging out. I was new to the community. I didn't know who these people were. I didn't even recognize their forum names yet because I was still fairly new to
I
it.
loved outing our friend Sari.
That was fun.
Well,
non-gamers here.
That is something I definitely want to say is if you are coming to Fear the Con, make every effort to come to the Wing Night, because the great thing about the Wing Night is it breaks the ice. You get to meet these people, you get to know them. You don't have that uncomfortable, I've never seen you before the following day at gaming. All right, but this episode is going to be nothing but information on Fear the Con 3, and we'll tell you what we know up to now, which this year we've actually got things in order quicker than we have the previous 2 years.
It's almost like we're getting a little practiced at this.
Yeah, some of this is going to be stuff you've heard before, but we got a lot of new stuff for you here that we're kind of excited about that we've been keeping to ourselves
new
until now.
New stuff and nude Pat.
And if anything else comes up between now and then, we'll release it on the show. So real quick, for those of you that are not coming to Fear the Con 3 because you can't make it, let me give you guys the couple things you'll want to know so you guys can tune out, and then the rest of this will focus the people who are going to try to come. Which is, first off, if you cannot make it, keep your eye on our front page at feartheboot.com, because just like we did some video blogging of Gen Con, Chris and I will probably both have video cameras there. We are going to try to do some video blogging of Fear the Con to give you guys some love, help you feel like you've attended your part of it. So do be checking that blog throughout the convention. Secondly, if you're interested in helping us promote it, even if you can't make it, and I guess this is even if you can as well, be sure to give your friends the URL. Also, we will link in the show notes a flyer for Fear the Con 3. If you want to take this to your local gaming store, bookstore, whatever, and hang it up for us, we would be greatly in your debt. It's something you can do to help us out.
Speaking of the flyer, if anyone out there has actually seen them in your game stores or just around, we've been trying to get these things out everywhere we can. If anyone willing to shoot me an email, wayne@feartheboot.com, if you've seen one, I want to see basically that these things are going out. I want to make sure that they actually are visible and that people are seeing them.
Is there a point to it? Because it is a modicum of effort to get those flyers out. And
I spent probably 6 hours driving around Kansas City, and I don't know if anyone out there is a listener or not, but
I spent all day and into the evening driving around St. Louis, and I also spent an entire black ink cartridge printing flyers.
And you know, I'm proud to do it. I'm happy to do it.
That was great.
I'd like to know, we want to see the fruits of our labor.
All right, so for those of you that are not coming, I hope you'll change your mind, but if it's just not possible, then you guys can go ahead and click out here, unless you just want to hear the rest of this out of curiosity. But that's all the stuff we have to say to those of you who are not coming. So now, on to those of you that are coming. First off,
there's going to be strippers.
First, we are going to sit around for the first 2 hours and make fun of everyone who's not there by name. Right. I have the pictures of all 6 billion people that won't be there.
Then I will bring out the key of cocaine.
There is going to be so much yayo at this con. It's going to be illegal.
Yeah, there's actually going to be no gaming. It's just strippers and blow all night long.
All right, first off, the web address. If you've not heard it already, I don't know where the hell you've been, but fearthecon.com is where you're going to want to go. That will have your information. Create an account there. You will see everything that you will need to know for the convention. Now, some of you may notice there's another URL you can use to get there, which is conplanner.com. Con like is in convention, C-O-N, planner.com. The reason for that is we like what Warhorn does, but it doesn't quite have all the features we wanted. So we decided, you know what, we ought to try building our own site that is plug and play that people could use to host any kind of convention, but right now not release any of the admin tools. Keep them internal, run Fear the Con, see how it goes, and if it goes well, after Fear the Con, we'll open it up so other people that run small to mid-sized gaming conventions or even non-gaming conventions.
Yeah.
There are some people within Carla's glassworking community who've seen it who want to use it for glassworking conventions, but they can use it to run their stuff as well. So for now, it's only Fear the Con, but the reason it has some stuff in there that looks kind of generic or not really tailored to what we're doing is because of the fact that we're trying to make it so other cons can use it. Now, along those lines, this website, it does everything it needs to do. You can get out there, you can create events, you can sign up for events, you can buy tickets, blah, blah, blah. But there are new features we are rolling out all the time. We're trying to pace these about two or three a week so that this site gets fuller and fuller and fuller as the con approaches. For example, we already have RSS feeds you can subscribe to for the convention itself to see as games appear. Mm-hmm. We have one you can subscribe to for each attendee that's coming yourself. We're not giving you everyone else's URL, so there's no privacy violation here.
You know which new feature I'm most excited about that you rolled out, Dan? The calendar.
Oh, I'll get to that in a second, but there's an RSS feed for each attendee you sign up.
Yeah.
And I say multiples because some people are signing up themselves, their wife, and their two kids or whatever.
Right.
So that you can see what happens. Like if a game they're in gets closed down, it'll tell you so you know to go refill that slot. By popular demand, we also just created what Wayne's referring to, which is something where you can print out your schedule, but also there's what's called an iCal or an iCalendar feed that you can use to tie your Fear the Con calendar or eventually any convention calendar through the site into Google Calendars, Outlook. I think the iPhone has an iCal app of some kind. I don't know all the details. Truth be told, I've known RSS for a long time. I'm just now learning this whole iCal thing. But it's some kind of a feed you can subscribe through. But the point being, this website's under construction. We're adding new features. When you go out there, be sure to take a look at the privacy policy. We've had one or two people kind of freak because we're asking for your home address. The only reason that's in there is because some conventions that use it in the future may want to mail you packets or registration stuff for the convention. We are not disclosing your address to anyone except events you sign up for. And what I mean by events is I don't mean games. I mean conventions. So,
and if you're truly worried about it, just put a fake address.
Put a fake address.
We don't care.
Well, I send you an email registration check. I don't send you a postal one. If you tell me you live on 3rd Street in Bolivia, I'm not going to know the difference. There's a lot of the details on the convention that you can find out on the website. So I don't want to belabor them in this episode because I mean, don't waste your time taking notes what's out there anyway. Once you go and get signed up on your dashboard, you will see the links for stuff like accommodations, which has all the hotel information, contact information, where the block is, all that kind of stuff. It has information on the wing night. It's got a link to cyber so you can find it. Unlike last year, we have switched hotels. We have switched to the hotel that is connected to the Cybers where we have the wing night.
Right.
We've had people stay there in past years say they had much better luck than the hotel we've used in the past. And on top of that, if people get hammered at the wing night, you can just walk to your room instead of trying to get in a car and get arrested or get yourself killed. So the hotel is different this year. You can find that information on the website. Wing night will be the Thursday night before March 11th, 2010. From 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., once again, details on the website. Ticketing, questions come up that I want to explain, which is when you use the website, you have to go to ticketing and create an attendee. What an attendee is basically you are describing one or more persons under your care that is attending this convention. For most people, that's just yourself. You do not have to actually buy a ticket to sign up for events. Now, if you don't buy a ticket, obviously we're going to charge you at the door. But you don't have to buy a ticket in advance. If you have to wait for a payday, you don't have the money right now. That's not a problem. Just get on the site, create the attendee, set up some games, sign up for some games, buy the ticket later at your convenience. Ticket pricing this year, one flat price. Last year, juggling a pitcher of donations at Wing Night was a mess. We're not doing it this year. There is one ticket price, only one ticket price, which is $25. Here's what that does and doesn't include. In that $25, you get admission to the Wing Night and all the buffet food that you can eat. There will be a cash bar. If you want specialty drinks, all that stuff you have to pay for. But admission and the buffet food at the Wing Night's covered in the ticket price. When you come to the con, that $25 gets you in the door both days, covers soda and beer, and all events. I'm not aware of any event at the convention where anyone's charging an additional fee. If they are, that's between them and you. I am not charging for any additional stuff. Mm-hmm. The only thing you
have... Just remember, most cons you go to, you have to pay for every single game you're in. And we think that's BS.
Well,
why we have Fear the Con Indie.
Yeah. And so this will cover, like I said, your food at the Wing Night, your buffet food at the Wing Night. And at the con, this will cover both days of gaming, all events I'm aware of, and on top of that, all the beer and soda you want. Now, if you want concession food at the convention, the girls are coming back again doing concession food, which anyone who's been there in previous years will attest was very reasonably priced.
Very tasty.
But
very good.
That will be whatever they're charging. That's not included in your ticket price.
Mm-hmm. So continuing the food mindset, I want to remind everyone also about Fear the Fruit.
Fear the Fruit is being handled this year to promote gamer health. It's being done, I think, by
Zeke Copperize,
yep. Who is taking collections. He is going to buy some fruit and healthy snack type items, which will be handed out for free at the convention. And anything that's left over thereafter will be donated to a local charity like a women's shelter or
a food pantry. It is a women's shelter again.
Okay.
In the thread with all the details, and we'll link to it in the show notes, you can find exactly the link to donate, as well as the shelter that he is going to donate the extra food.
Yes.
So if you can't make it and you want to just help out the community a little bit and help them eat healthier and help out a women's shelter, please throw a couple bucks towards that. It's a good cause all the way around.
Something else right now we could use your guys' help with is game masters.
We need them.
Right now, looking at the balance of attendees versus events,
we have one game. It's run by Dan, and he's a terrible game master. Save us.
Chad vastly exaggerates. But the point being,
we have a slot with no games in it now. We're not worried. We just want to get
the word out. It's a couple days. As of this recording, sign-up's been out there for like 3 or 5 days or something. Yeah. I'm not real worried about it. But from talking to some people anecdotally, what we're hearing is there's kind of this standoff where it's nobody wants to start a game because they're waiting to see what other people start. Don't do that. Create a damn game. Get out. Because, look, we need to break that stalemate. Get out there. Start a game. If you're not a good game master, you're afraid to run a game, hop on our forums. Go to the Fear the Con 3 thread and say, hey, I'd love somebody to run this. And maybe that will get a game master motivated to go out there and create that.
If you're more comfortable running a board game, schedule a board game.
Yeah. But right now what we're seeing is as soon as somebody creates an event, sometimes within a matter of minutes or hours, it's full up down to the alternates.
Because remember, people have RSS feeds to the master thing. So they're sitting there at work and all of a sudden, pop, somebody signed up a game. And then they get on the site and then they start.
Yeah, they rush out there and sign up for it. So, good heavens, if you're willing to run something, please get out there and create it. Don't wait for an invitation. If you are, here it is. Yeah. I personally want you, yes, you. I recorded this episode for nobody but you. Want you to run a game.
Isn't that right, Adrian?
Yeah, and we definitely do drink our own Kool-Aid here. If you look at the first few people to post games, Dan, Chris, and I all had at least one game up within the first day and a half of it going live. So we even discussed among ourselves. We kind of want to sit around and see what slots are going to be open, where our games would fit most just based on being busy. But again, We just need people to post stuff, so we bit the bullet. We put ourselves out there.
I thought you drank
there.
The Kool-Aid.
We did both.
He's full of all kinds of anecdotes here.
What's your favorite Kool-Aid?
I'm waiting for him to say something about the loosest slots as well.
All right, if you need a roommate at the hotel or carpooling to help you get there, there are roommate and carpooling threads on our forums. I will link them both from the show notes. Take a look out there. There's a good chance somebody else is in need of a roommate to help split the cost of a room. There may even be somebody from your city who's looking to split gas prices and carpool down.
Hey, if you have the free time and you don't have a way into St. Louis, and you're like, man, I live 5 states away. There's no way my car can make it. I don't even have a car. Dude, check this thread. There are people coming in from all over the country. We got people coming in all the way from California. We got people coming in from New York. We got people coming all the way from Florida, all the way from Texas, all the way from Chicago. We got you covered. Get in that thread and look for somebody from your area, or say, hey, I'm from this area.
I was going to say, not even from your area. Last year, I saw in that thread
there were
where
meetups.
People in California stopped in Nevada to pick people up and then kept coming.
Yeah, there were people meeting at waypoints in between.
Mikey Mason's going to be back again this year.
Oh, that guy.
You'll notice
he thinks he's funny.
You'll notice there's gaps both days in the schedule. That's because on Friday, we have a one-hour gap where Mikey Mason will be doing a comedy act. We invite all of you guys to come see it. If you don't want to see it, we will once again have the open gaming room, board game pickups, a lending library.
I love that big lug. Yeah. I hate Kiss. He loves Kiss. I don't get the Kiss thing, but I love him.
But if
he loves Kiss,
what don't you like about Gene Simmons and Kiss? You're not part of the Kiss army? Then you need to get the hell out now.
We will once again have a board game lending library. If you've got a board game you want to loan to that, be sure to bring it. We have no control over what happens to these games, but to the best of my knowledge, nobody's had any problem in the past.
2 years, we don't have any problems, and I have I wouldn't call it a large library, but I have a lot of very expensive games. I've never had a problem, never had a game broken, never even had a single piece lost, and I have every single piece to Arkham Horror, and I put that out there. So, and how it works is that we have a sign up, people sign their name to a list, and then they take a game and then they sign back.
Yeah,
I will say it's the honor system. And if you have that $200 first edition copy of Dune the board game,
don't bring it.
I would not recommend bringing it. I'm not saying people will steal it or anything, but I'm just saying.
Or bring it up as an event so you can keep an eye on it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know,
our vendor will be back. Casey's coming back. He's the guy that ran the little game shop in the back, both previous Fear of the Cons. He will be back again. If you have any special requests for him, there is a link I will put in the show notes to a thread where he is taking requests. So if there's a game you want to buy, or if there's a title you're having trouble finding, post it there, and he will do his best to get it for you. And once again, I'll put that in the show notes.
And you know what? You know what the yardstick of civilization is? Soap. And especially geeky soap. Geekyclean.com, and they sell geek gamer soaps. Actually, I was on their website yesterday. I was showing it to Dawn. And I fell in love with a couple of bars of soap that I must get Scott.
I am so excited that, because I read that she's actually going to be here. That's awesome. I can't wait to see it, because I've seen these online, but I've never seen them in person.
I
think it's going to be awesome.
I'm going to buy a bar of monkey farts for Sky. Monkey fart soap. I cannot wait.
It actually smell like monkey farts.
I don't know. But it has it's a bar of soap, and it has a monkey sunk into it. And then it has like soap bananas sunk into it too.
There's like 20-siders in it.
Like whatever. Like there's one called Mana, and I don't know what it smells like, but it's blue. It has a D20 sunk into it, and it's translucent soap.
Mm-hmm.
She has this cool one. Tetris soap. Soap, a block of soap made out of different colored Tetris pieces put together.
Cool.
Huh. If you're a podcaster.
Yes.
And coming to this convention, talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We haven't really figured out what to do with this, but we came to find out that this year there are going to be several other podcasts that are going to be present this convention.
Speaking of which, we have one special thing we haven't announced yet. You know how we've always talked about not doing any actual plays, that we'll never record one of our games? We're going to have an actual play at Fear the Con.
Yeah, but you're going to have an actual play.
So you're going to have an actual play at Fear the Con.
It's not us recording it ourselves, but Role Playing Public Radio is going to be coming up and recording an actual play. And I know I will be signing up for their Age of Masks games when they run it. So at least one host will be in a game that we'll be running an actual play that will be recorded at Fear the Con.
Off the top of my head, I know Role Playing Public Radio is going to be there. Ideology of Madness is going to be there. Kicked in the Dice Bags is going to be there. Ed Healy from Atomic Array and RPG Countdown is going to be there. If you're another podcaster and you're going to be there, talk to us because, you know,
we want to set something up. We don't
podcaster
even know.
Hot tub party. I'm just throwing it out.
The hotel is hot tub.
I'm just throwing it out.
The funny thing is that I don't know what.
Yeah.
It's the whole conversation we've been having, though. It's like, we want to do something. We want to get everyone together and meet everyone.
Here's the thing about Fear the Con that for years, I've been talking to a couple people, particularly Ed Healy and Don Dem from Pulp Gamer. But for years, I've been talking about something, which is, I said, look, I know there are other podcasts out there that might have game days or things like that. But as of right now, to the best of my knowledge, Fear the Boot is the only show that actually has a convention. Mm-hmm. And so what I've said is I would love to broaden this to continue demonstrating the chops that podcasting has within the RPG community to make this a broader RPG podcasting effort to get other mm-hmm. shows involved. To this day, I have never wrapped my head around how we would do that or what that would look like. But if you were another gaming podcaster and would like to be there, you're free to bring your stuff. You're free to record. You're free to make your presence known. Talk to us and give us ideas on how we can make this an RPG podcasting event so that eventually Fear the Con is not just a Fear the Boot convention, but is something more RPG podcast related. I don't know, without repeating myself 100 times, I don't even know where to go with that. Last thing that I have, unless you guys have more, is we are still doing Come for the Con, Stay for the Caves. For anyone who's not heard about that, last year after the convention, there were a couple guys that stuck around for a while. Some did some open gaming just back in the hotel. There are some other guys that I met up with, took to a local microbrewery, and then we walked up and down the Missouri River and downtown St. Charles.
Did you hold hands?
Oh, we did the whole time.
Nice.
But we talked for a while and said, you know, something we ought to do, because I started telling them just as we were walking around.
We ought to go to strip clubs.
I started telling them as we were walking around about some of the things that there were to do not that far away. And what they says, you know what? It'd be really cool to see if anyone wants to kind of stick around to keep the party going. Maybe we can do some tourist attraction stuff, hit microbreweries, restaurants, maybe even just keep doing some games in people's hotel rooms. I won't have Memorial Hall anymore, so we won't have the main location. But there's no reason we can't keep the party going. So if you want to be a part of that, I intend to keep my schedule open the following Sunday through Wednesday for anyone that wants to hang around. I think, and I don't want to speak on her part, but I think Stacy said she wants to help with that too, because she loves organizing little local tours and stuff. So if you can take the whole week off and you want to come in Thursday for the wing night and stay through the following Wednesday just to hang out, keep having fun, that is going on. I have no idea what the details are. All I can tell you is every morning we'll gather in the hotel, figure out what we're doing, and go out from there. What we do, honestly, I don't know, because it's going to depend on two things. One, how many people stick around for it. And two, what people are interested in doing.
I think the first one's the biggest one, because how many people are sticking around for it can make a huge difference. Yeah. Some of the rest of us, if we have a couple people sticking around, I know you're free because you're self-employed, but the rest of us that have jobs, we can potentially get more time off and spend more time if we're going to have a good 10, 15 people still around.
Well, and there's certainly a difference of going into a restaurant with a party of 10 versus a party of 100.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what the interest is going to be. People are going to be, as we pitch things out, they're, you know, hey, would you guys like to see this? Everyone's like, no, we'd rather go do this. Or I don't know. So
what is this East Side you speak of?
So what?
Suddenly Pat just signed up for days off.
All right, so once again, let me reiterate yet again, fearthecon.com. get signed up, look at the activities, create activities, create some games, get signed up, get your stuff out there. And also, we've got forum threads going. If you got any questions, comments, requests, whatever, make them known out there. And I hope to see each and every one of you March 11th, 2010, 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock for the wing night. The following morning, March 12th, doors at Memorial Hall will open at 10. Gaming starts at 10:30. Gaming ends at 11:30 p.m. We close the doors at midnight. So I hope to see you guys there Thursday for the wing night, Friday and Saturday, 10 to midnight for the gaming events. And as many of you as want to stick around, for the local tourism and keeping the party going over the next several days. So thank you guys for tuning in, and we will catch you next time.
I know, I can't wait.
See ya.
Bye.
At Fear the Con 3.